Trucker. You're watching or listening to We Got Your 6 and 6 Patriot Playtime. We are We the People, the People's Patriot Project.
You have come to the right place. We are the People's Patriot Project, and we are the shock and awe when it comes to meeting the needs of our veterans and first responders. We are dealing with a new enemy in today's world where the wounds are not always seen. We want you to be a part of this mission in saving lives and making a difference. Welcome to We Got Your 6 at 6 Patriot Playtime. Here is the We P3 team bringing you today's best heroes hits in the boots on the ground organizations that are saving lives. And as always, Patriot Pride.
Left, your left, hey! Left, right, your left.
You got it!
Trucker!
Hey, welcome this Sunday. It is Sunday, May 1st. Happy May Day. This is Andrea Eichmann with the People's Patriot Project. Also going by WePP3 these days, if you see the little name in the corner there. We are here to bring you our weekly, every week, Sunday night, 6 o'clock, 1800 Central Time, with our show / podcast. Every week, we bring you a guest and sometimes new music. We share all the good news and not all good news, things happening in our world. Tonight's show will be awesome and fun. We're going to have a great conversation with Rachel Felsky, who's going to tell us all about Ride to Remember this fall. I think it's going to be a great time. Before we do all of that, though, as always, we'd like you to join us in the Pledge of Allegiance. Stand if you can, take your hat off, and put your hand over your heart. I pledge allegiance to the flag.
To the flag of the United States of America. And to the Republic for which it stands, one nation,
under God,
indivisible,
with liberty
and justice for all.
Ah, here we go. Another Sunday. Is it just me, or is time going really fast?
It depends on the moment of the day and what I'm having to deal with at any given particular moment. Before we were starting the show today, I was telling Andrea, it's not a fun, I'm just in a weird spot. It's not a bad spot. I'm not like, oh, woe is me. It's just like, I don't want to do this. And
cranky.
The funny, great part, and no offense, Rachel, when you get a chance, flip your microphone on. but I listened to our intro, and I get goosebumps every time I listen to our intro. It is meant to be overpowering. It is meant to be shocking. It is meant to let you know a little bit. It's chaos. And that's something that our veterans and first responders have all had to deal with and experience at some point in some time. And it's an attempt to try to pull you into that for a moment. Think about being on the other end, and if you've never had the chance to be in a fire truck, not knowing what you're running into on the other side because you're dealing with medical and fire-related issues. Pretend you're an 18-year-old who's enlisted to serve their country, and they're going to throw you in a plane and let you land someplace on the other side of the ocean, not knowing what you're going to see, what you're going to eat, what you're going to do, and you learn to adapt. And it is what it is. And there's no complaints in it. It is just part of a variable I don't think many people. And so I'm going to tell you my funk a little bit. Here's my funk. My funk goes along this. I had a gentleman reach out to us this week.
Here's my phone.
I've been working with him. I'm not going to share his name. I'm not going to share in what context. I'm going to give him a little anonymity in this. He wants to work with the People's Patriot Project, and we're excited about that. But he reaches out to me this weekend, and he says, well, my family's house just got blown away in a tornado. Now we need to get to business. There is 97% of you out there right now, and I'm going to call you out. Let me rephrase that. 93% of you out there that get to lay your heads on the pillows of freedom and not worry about those that are there to take care of us. My message to this gentleman is we have to be up. We got to be ready so we don't have to get ready. I would love to run down and take care. And it wasn't his direct, like, wife and children. It was his brother and his wife. I would love to be boots on the ground right now. And he's like, hey, I'm heading to Kansas City to help tornado people this weekend. You ready to go? And I'm like, I'm stuck between a rock and a hard spot because I've still got to do my job. And we're going to get rid of that. But my funk is we can't sit back anymore, people. No one's going to take care of you if we don't have this stuff in place before. Firefighters train. They train to run into the fire. They don't just, hey, this is an idea. Let's go save people from burning houses today. The People's Patriot Project cannot be successful unless you jump on board and are a proactive part of it. And I love this. We just learned this from a marketing person. I'll forget the words right now. Why am I going to forget the words, Andrea?
I'm not sure.
Talent, treasure, or time. I don't know why I forgot that. We need your talents, we need your treasures, and we need your time. And we will save lives. We will make your home life better. We'll make your communities better, and we'll make our country better. And that's a guarantee. That's my promise. All right, done. Andrew Ackman, what's in the news?
That's quite the lecture. Do I get to follow that?
I was a little heated up. I feel better.
It's your big fat.
I didn't say big fat heads.
Your big fat heads on the pillows of freedom. Put them there.
I didn't say.
Put them on my pillow.
I didn't say it today.
Okay, wait. Speaking of my pillow, I bought some my pillows. I love my pillows, and I didn't even know they made dog beds. Oh, so Cooper got a my pillow dog bed. Looking for that. Yeah. Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
Why?
Your dog did not get one of those, did he?
I know, but I'm trying to do an ad for my pillow. I just maybe if I talk nice.
Why
about
are we doing?
Them,
they ain't giving us no money. Don't do no for my pillow.
Hey, my pillow donated 100 travel pillows for us that we put in backpacks we did for homeless veterans up in Minneapolis. So more power to it. Promote
there
my,
we go.
Promote my pillow.
All right.
There we go. Now we're good. All right. In the news. The month of the military caregiver has begun. Happy May 1st. Every year, this is done to honor more than 5 million caregivers in the United States. Paying tribute to the people who care for more than 2 million veterans is an important part of supporting troops and military families. But for some, it's also about recognizing the work they do that qualifies them as caregivers, even if they don't think of themselves that way. And we know quite a few in our immediate world. It is also National Military Appreciation Month. We are encouraged to observe this month in a symbol of unity. National Military Appreciation Month honors current and former members of the U.S. Armed Forces, including those who have died in the pursuit of freedom. May is characterized by 6 national observances highlighting the contributions of those who have served. And then we have this first week, public service recognition. This is to honor the men and women who serve our nation as federal, state, county, and local government employees. Each day, millions of those employees serve their fellow citizens, and we as a nation recognize the valuable role they play in our communities. From the law enforcement officers and Border Patrol agents who keep our country safe and secure to those who work in education, healthcare, transportation, and other public service careers, civil servants ensure that government works for the American people. Another thing this week is National Nurses Week. And we thank all those nurses. Wow. I'm sorry about your last couple of years. Let's keep our hopes up that it looks even better as we keep rolling. And since 1984, we celebrate the first week in May as National Correctional Officers Week. And that is thanks to President Ronald Reagan, who announced that this would be the week for National Correction Officers. The president was motivated by many things, but the fact that jailers and correction officers have one of the highest rates of occupational injuries and sickness might have something to do with his proclamation. He said, "The important work of correctional officers often does not receive the recognition from the public that it deserves." He also said, "We take the opportunity this week to acknowledge and thank the men and women who work in jails all across the country, most of which are administered by sheriff's offices." So thank you on that one. In addition to Happy May Day, we have Silver Star Service Banner Day. This is described as the third highest military decoration for valor in combat and is typically awarded for actions over a short term and may be earned for a specific act in combat. Compare that to other types of medals for longer term service. The Meritorious Service Medal, for example, which is awarded at the end of a military tour when conditions warrant. So it's comparable to that. Today, we also have Loyalty Day. And in the United States, National Loyalty Day is a special holiday meant for the reaffirmation of loyalty to the United States of America and for the recognition of the heritage of American freedom. Loyalty Day was made an official recurring holiday on July 18th, 1958, although it was first recognized on May 1st, 1955. Loyalty Day has been honored with an official proclamation every year by every president since its inception as a legal holiday in 1958. Then we have May 4th, which is, and this is an international one, but it's International Firefighters Day. It was first observed in 1999 after five firefighters died while trying to contain a wildfire in Victoria, Australia. It includes an international sound off on the first Sunday in May when at noon local time each year, fire sirens will sound for about 30 seconds worldwide, followed by a minute of silence in memory of those who have died in the line of duty. I don't know that my city or county does that. And I think I'll bring that up to somebody that can help with that. Yeah, I don't think I heard that today. It would be the first Sunday today. So we might have to bring that up. Oh, no, I was just, Jeremy was commenting on the MyPillow.
Yeah, well, yeah, I did put that up. And did real that? Quick, okay. Let's do our shout outs because we got Greg Hakes in the house, Beth Bjorklund. I don't know how Rachel's doing comments on here while she's looking right at us. I don't know what that's all about. Terry Daniels, thanks for being here. One of those storm riders, Jeremy Cincy, who's been absolutely faithful and here every week for a good chunk of time. Thank you for being here, brother, and being involved. And I just love the fact that you throw the respect piece in there, but I appreciate that. I'm going to go back to my conversation I started. I'm not going to monopolize the time, but so I had an individual reach out to me today, and he's got more struggles than I've seen anyone have in a long time. Not one car problem, multiple car problems, which is Andrew's like, "Oh, Mike's talking about himself because I had problems this weekend too." It wasn't me. It wasn't me. I'm going to make it. Here's the crazy piece. And now I'm talking again to you, 93%. This guy doesn't have two sticks to rub together in a sense. And he's asking what he can do to help. And I'm like, where do we get these amazing people? And I'm going to tell you right now, service. That's where we get them. He's been there. He's done that. He wants to be involved. And I just greatly appreciate it. So thank you, brother. If you're hearing, if you're listening, we are with you. We will get this thing figured out, and we'll help you along the way. All right. We're going to celebrate. Let's do some celebrating, okay?
Yeah, let's celebrate.
If you have not had the chance to go check out the new webpage, Simplify Design and Chris Nobles have done an absolute astronomical? That's not even a word.
Astronomy.
Where was I even going? Outstanding. We'll go with outstanding. Outstanding job. I'm going to tell you right now, we started a relationship with Chris about 3 months ago. Brought him on the show, had some conversations, knew that we needed to do some updating on our website. He offered, it comes to a cost for us, and it is what it is. And I don't think astronomical. Thank you, Jeremy. Thank you.
Rachel, that was the video I was going to tell you about. So there, we showed
you
that.
Yes, I was excited when I saw it.
Just this minute?
Yeah, she talked to me about it like 10 minutes before we hopped on, 15 minutes before we hopped on. Yeah.
Okay. All right. There it is. Boom. Mm-hmm. Since we brought Chris on, and we're moving towards a bigger picture, he has, out of his own accord, with a little bit of assistance with the People's Patriot Project, has helped four other organizations get their pages off the ground. Mm-hmm. Three of them that don't have the means of getting a page off the ground right now. And so we are excited to be part of that fiscal responsibility and that fiscal sponsorship. And if you, well, you don't have to be a veteran or first responder, but if you have any web page needs, please reach out to Chris Nobles and Simplify Design. There are a couple Simplify Design out there. So if you need help getting to the right guy, it literally is a Simplify badge. It says Simplify. There's a couple other businesses out there that use that name. And so Storm Riders. There they are. All right. We can finally talk to our guest now, I think. We got all the... that stuff out of the way, huh? What's going on, Rachel?
Not a whole lot.
What's in your background there?
That's so let me see if I can get out of the way.
Ooh, yeah.
So that's our stage at our annual ride, that when we do opening ceremonies and everything. I didn't figure y'all wanted to look at my bed and the chaos happening behind me tonight. So I picked a picture that
so many ways we could go with that conversation, and we like what you gave us, so we'll just stick with that.
Yeah, we're just gonna keep on going. Yes,
we met Rachel last year at our ruck when we in Absolutely. October. Mm-hmm. Yeah, she stopped by to see what the heck was going on, and we didn't know. I didn't know what was going on because I was running in circles, but we had an awesome conversation and. And that's where that began. So,
yeah.
So how did you hear about our event, or did you stumble on it, or did you see advertising, or what?
I stumbled across advertising on Facebook for it. And it was one of those where kind of wanting to see what you guys were about and what was happening. And really, it was a lot of kind of that networking piece too, type of thing that really flourished in the conversation I had with Andrea at your guys' ruck march and everything. I think I only saw you for a few seconds, Mark, while you were running every which direction, but I can totally relate to that on event days. You're just trying to keep your head on. So.
and awake at that moment, because that was day two. Which zero complaints, but I don't know if I'll ever do a 2-day event ever again. I'll go to two events on two different places, but I am not going to do us
not 2 days with in this, a row. Yes. Yeah.
Unless we have a little bit more support. Maybe, I mean, support would help, but.
Okay. But we got those musicians back home at like midnight and then we listened to them play music till 2 or 3. And then we were back at the park at 5:30. I mean, it was ridiculous.
We have to be more responsible, I guess. Richard Fleek, absolutely 100%. And oddly enough, the guy that does our website also has done website design for Andrew Farr as well. So in the same camp, in the same place, if you need help, ask Andrew. He'll get you the information, or I can get you the information here today too as well. Maybe we can even throw that up if Andrew's got time. So Rachel, what do you got going on? So you came to our event, And it seems like since you came to our event and wanted to support us, all we've been doing is working for you. So what's going on? I don't really get it.
I don't even know if I'd say you've been working for me. We've just been talking a lot about what can we do for each other is what I feel like it's been more so. Well, we've had a lot of different things happening. So I guess a little background, I guess, of who we are before we get too far into this for people who don't know. Ride to Remember, we're a nonprofit based out of southwestern Minnesota. We started out as, we're a 501c, and we started out as an annual motorcycle ride. We actually took over a previous ride that existed in southwestern Minnesota. It was the KMS Memorial Ride. And they did 10 years and said, 10 years is enough. We're going to kind of be done after this. And my husband, Mike, one of the people from the KMS was Brent Cook, was deployed in my husband's unit when he was KIA in Iraq. So that memorial ride had a lot of significance and meaning for him. And he didn't want to see it end because it was kind of a source of healing and bringing everybody back together and all of that. So him and Ryan are, who would he be? I don't know. So Mike's the head of our group. I don't remember our titles. Like he's like Mike's up here and then it's Ryan. I don't know their titles, but, they approached the KMS board and asked if we could take it over and continue. And in the end, obviously, they said yes. And we rebranded to Ride to Remember to memorialize and remember all service members that have since passed and no longer with us. So we have 7 board members now. This year will be our 5th annual. And our ride's coming up on August 13th, based out of Granite Falls. So we start and end at the American Legion in Granite Falls. And we do about 150 miles on the bike, motorcycle ride with 2 stops. And then at the end of the evening, we have dinner, and then with the help of you guys, we've got 2 great artists lined up for us that night for entertainment. So we've got JT and the Gunslingers, and they're going to be playing for us. And then we also have Shannon Book coming up from Texas to play with us for a little while. So that's super exciting. So you guys have been working for us, but...
That was totally joking. That doesn't.
But in the end, we're supporting your peeps through ours.
So I want to share a little something.
Yes.
We may or may not have a little surprise for you. Only in the fact that some of our artists were out collaborating this last weekend, and I won't say names and I won't say guarantees and everything, but there might be a chance that one of our artists is dragging yet another artist up to Minnesota for that weekend as well. So
I know who is out collaborating. I saw it.
No promises at this time, but I'm going to tell you, I got the chill bumps going. This is what's been so amazing about the network that we've been working in. And it was kind of funny because Shannon and TJ both were in the same JT. Zip code. JT.
Yeah.
We're in the same zip code this weekend. They didn't even know that they're there. So I was quick messaging each other and I was like, hey, if you get a chance, and I don't think they made that happen. So it all worked out, but, just in conversation, amazing relationships. Our guests that had on last weekend, are really good friends with, Shannon Book, and there's talk about their organization even coming up and being involved in the event as well too. And so, pretty exciting stuff. I was talking with Mr. Hanks today, and he said he's been on one of your rides before and maybe at one point had to pull over into a fire station and entertain yourselves for a while. He said it was a pretty awesome experience.
Yeah. He's been on, I think, almost every one of our rides. Greg has, so it was 2 years ago, we were out on the ride and there was some pretty nasty weather that rolled through, and through connections and people, on the ride. One, there was a member of the Kandy Ohi Fire Department was on the ride with us, and there was severe weather coming in, and he goes, "Hey, I know that our fire hall will have room for you guys because they're out spotting right now." So we went over there, he let us in, and we parked 100 plus bikes inside of the Kandy Ohi Fire Hall while the storm passed by, and we had everybody just hanging out, and we really didn't get hit there with rain or anything. It sprinkled a little bit and we're like, man, really, we couldn't be out riding. But when we were on the final stretch back to Granite Falls, going through some of the cities closer to there and seeing even the storm damage after, I believe it took off the roof of the high school or something in Granite Falls. Like, it was a pretty severe storm. So we got very lucky that we were able to hunker down in the fire hall for, I mean, we were there for probably about an hour and a half and had to change our route up a little bit. But with the help, we have a sheriff that escorts us on our entire ride. So he was able to make calls and make adjustments and get us into the fire hall with the help of the firefighter that was out riding with us. So yeah, that was 2 years ago.
Outstanding. Mm-hmm. Well, let's take a little quick break, and I want to give us a taste of what might be coming up for us. And then we'll get back to the story of R2R and what the plan and what the purpose of it is. But we got Shannon Book. I need to breathe.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
To breathe just for one day, and I need to breathe, and I've got to get away. I can't give you away to this, cause it makes me miss my I need to breathe just for one day. I need to breathe, and I've got to get away. I can't
Is that the kind of rock? Is that the kind of rock you're looking for the?
You guys, I'm able to bang my head during this song, and I'm ready to. I mean, there's a grind to it, and his voice. I love his voice, and we get a lot of people commenting on it all the time. And we are the official podcast. I can't say that. I'm totally joking. It's just we've been playing Shannon Book the last couple of weekends because of. His relationship with Eric and the Chattel Foundation and asked and requested him last weekend, and we just thought it was fitting for this weekend, and we didn't have a music guest this weekend, and that's okay. And so tell us about the date of the event again.
So our ride is August 13th. It's out in Granite Falls. Starts and ends at the American Legion. We haven't set like in stone the timeline, so don't hold me to this, but typically we do registration from about 8:30 to 10 with opening ceremonies starting at 10 a.m and then kickstands up is usually at 11 o'clock, and we head out, and then so we have the motorcycle ride that happens, but then after we take off, we've actually added a cornhole tournament that happens while we're out on the ride. So for those that don't ride motorcycle and want a way to support, they can come out and throw bags and participate in that. We've done that the last 2 years. This will be our third. And then we also have, last year we added kids events, and we're going to do that stuff again too, because it's really, we want to get everybody involved and everybody to feel like they can come out and see what's happening and everything. We're hoping that the National Guard will pull through and bring out their rock wall this year. Last year it was out of commission. They said we couldn't use it, but have that set up for the kids to be able to climb and all that stuff. And then usually we roll back in from the ride about between 4:30 and 5 o'clock and have dinner. And then entertainment throughout the evening. And we have a shuttle that runs people from the Legion up to the hotels at the casino or the other hotel in town. So we've got the sober cab covered for people that want to hang out and have a good time and not have to worry about how they're going to get back and forth and all of that.
Is there Absolutely. A way to pre-register?
We don't have it all set up yet. We're a little bit behind the curve this year, but I think it's because, I don't know. I don't have an excuse. It's just, we're behind the curve. So we've got the link, but it's our registration form that we need to get updated for this next year before we can make everything go live. On the website, but you'll be able to register online ahead of time. It's last year our pricing was $25 for a rider, $15 for a passenger. So if there were two of you on a bike, it was $40. So and that got you dinner at the end of the night, and also got you the entertainment that we had going on throughout the evening as well. So no cost to come out and listen to JT and Shannon that evening. That's covered in your ride entry. Otherwise, if you throw bags and you throw during the cornhole tournament, that includes your registration for the dinner and stuff too that evening if you hang out. So if you don't ride and you want to go along and you don't have somebody that has a bike, the bus does follow the route. I think we only have room for like 10 people or so that can do the bus. But there is an option to register and follow the route on the bus. So we've got that too. What is Greg saying?
That's a big message right there.
This is a touching story, and I'm privy to the conversation, and I just want to make sure he's got the platform to say thank you. And Greg Hanks. It's been awesome getting to know you and a great conversation. And just thanks for all you do and willing to do. And some of the tough stuff you've been through, man. And we think it's a CVMA organization, the Riders Combat Veteran Motorcycle Association. That is this. And so
we're with you, brother. So Mike and I are part of both the Combat Vets Motorcycle Association, and we're also board members and part of Ride to Remember. So a lot of times you'll see the two of us kind of hand in hand with donations, because we kind of piggyback off of each other when there's a need or something. For example, like what Greg's talking about when his house burnt down and everything, and it was rallying the troops and getting him necessary stuff that he needed, as well as some cash in hand to take care of stuff. And again, this past winter, he reached out and was in hard times. And that's kind of the purpose of who we are with Ride to Remember, is helping veterans and their families in their time of need. And that's an example that Greg gives of when stuff's come up for him, and when we've been able to step up and say, we can help you type of things. So, and he's always come back and supported us every single year on the ride, and promoting us and everything too. So it's awesome. So we love you, Greg.
That's awesome, man. And again, this is what building family is all about. And I get it's, if you don't feel like you have that in your life, reach out to us. It's events like this and the continued collaboration and the building and the growing. We'd be excited to take a huge bus down to Texas next year for their events. They're planning on coming up here for our events. When I say our, I'm including the R2R, right? Because now we're kind of involved.
Yep.
And the goal is to make these things bigger. And so the reason why bigger, it's the shock and awe. It's the, oh my gosh, I haven't felt this good because of this relationship and this put together. And it works. I'm telling you right now. And here's the other thing. Outside of having these relationships and doing these events, we've also got the resources and the network to other organizations that help in the field of plethora. Military sexual trauma, PTSD, drug addiction, alcoholism, spousal abuse, all these. We've got the network. And so this is why this works, and this is why we're going to continue to do this. And we need you. We need your time, your talent, and your treasures. And this is how this all works. And we're going to go down and support Rachel. Tell us I got a video that I was asked to put up. I got it ready. It's not. All right. Yeah. So if you were talking during that time, we didn't hear a word.
I didn't. I thought I was muted. Right. So those signs are part of our mission with Ride to Remember. So it's kind of dual purpose, right? We're looking to raise funds so that we can help the veteran community in whatever capacity we can. But it's also like what our name stands for, Ride to remember all those service members that are no longer with us. So the sign, so like kind of, I don't know which way to go. So you see the names on this sign behind me, kind of. This sign that Mark put up is one that we actually place along the route. So this last year, we had half of our signs posted at our first stop, and then the other half of the signs were posted at the second stop of individuals that people have purchased a sign saying, that picture is actually my grandfather's, my grandpa's sign. And so the sign is purchased. It's a one-time $25 fee. And the sign will be posted at every one of our rides that we do moving forward. If the sign ever needs to be replaced, we replace it. But their name also goes on the banner. I can never figure out which way to spin the banner that hangs on our stage at opening ceremonies. And everybody's name gets called during opening ceremonies. And we remember every single person on the sign and lay a flower in honor of them during opening ceremonies. So We remember them during opening ceremonies. And then again, when we're on the ride, the signs are there to bring back why we're doing this, to remember our fallen, those no longer with us, and everything like that. So you're able to purchase those signs. There's the only rule is that they must have served. They must have served in any branch of the military, and they must no longer be with us. They have to have passed away. That doesn't mean they had to be killed in action overseas. It's just they served and they're no longer here with us. So it's $25. The sign gets made, their name goes on the banner, and we place them on our route every single year. So
sorry, I just posted the link if you would like to get your name on that sign. So there is a link where you can purchase one of those signs with the name on it. That went out to, I think it went out to all of our pages as well. So
yes.
Yes.
Awesome.
And apparel. Chance,
I was just going to say. Oh. It looks like there's a chance for you to get some apparel that.
There you go.
Yeah. So this is the sweatshirt and t-shirt. Every year we launch a new design. So this is our fifth annual. And so we went with black this year. Really, it's because of some supply demand issues, trying to find certain colors. Last year, we went with the olive green, and it was kind of a pain to be able to fulfill all of what we needed. So this year, we opted to go black just so that we didn't have as many issues. And the back of the t-shirts and sweatshirts read, "The high price of freedom is a cost paid by a brave few." So I know it's a little hard to see there, but with a pair of combat boots and everything like that. So we have sweatshirts, we have t-shirts available on our website. We added sweatpants this year. We've got beanies, we've got baseball caps, we've got bandanas, can koozies. I mean, there's all kinds of stuff out there to be able to purchase and support our mission as well. So lots of goodies.
That is and some good feedback in the messages here, and just people excited for it and willing to be part of it, and absolutely outstanding.
Awesome.
So we have another artist for sure lined up. And not the simple part. I had it all lined up. I just having a brain fart.
Sorry, my dog was barking. I thought it would be polite to shut that off. I was commenting on Mike's request for Five Finger Death Punch.
Oh, was there one on there?
Is that who's coming?
No, it's not Five Finger Death
Punch. That's not who it's going to be.
Someday we will work on that. But this is JT.
JT Thompson.
Thompson and the Gunslingers.
JT and the Gunslingers.
Gone for so long.
Got my sword and pistol by my side, laying underneath another sleepless desert sky. I hope that this night won't be my last. The day I get back to you could never come too fast. Know that I'm not home and there's so much that I missed. I will make it all up to you, I swear, and can promise this now. I gotta go, I gotta get out of this place, so I can hold you in my arms and touch your face. I know you, you don't know me. I've been gone for so long, fighting for the home of the brave, the land of the free. Worlds apart, and so this story goes. How can I ever explain what I do? He and God only knows. I can only pray someday that you'll understand why I had to go away and put my life on the line in a foreign land. I got your picture and I can see a smile. Knowing that you're waiting for me makes this fight worth all the while now. I gotta go, I gotta get out of this place so I can hold you in my arms and touch your face. I know you, but you don't know me. I've been gone for so long, fighting for the home of the brave, the land of the free. Counting down the days till I catch that freedom bird. One last phone call home, your voice is the best thing I ever heard. My time is done, so I go walking home. I can't wait to be with you, God, it feels like it's been so long. Clouds rolling in, now the sun is down. Out comes another sleepless desert sky, and I'm laying on the ground now. I gotta go, I gotta get out of this place so I can hold you in my arms and touch your face. I know you, but you don't know me. I've been gone for so long, fighting for the home of the brave, the land of the free. I've been gone for so long, fighting for the home of the brave, the land of the free.
There's that one.
That song was written because JT had missed the birth of his child and was struggling with that overseas at that time. Yet another thing that our service members are so willing to give up and put on the back burner. So,
you know, Mike missed the birth of Ava, my husband.
That's tough.
He was in Kuwait. Yep. So missed it by like 4 days. He headed overseas 4 days before she was born.
Ooh. Yeah. Is that your oldest?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. So.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's my survivor's remorse in this is that both of my children were born 1 year apart from each other, right bam, as we were being deployed. And, I actually had the decision, we had some issues in our unit at that time, and it wasn't worth the value of, we had overturn in upper cadre, and we lost our command sergeant major, we lost our CO, we lost our first sergeant, we lost our TAMS clerk, we lost all of them in a year, and I'm just like, yeah, this is not gonna be good, so. And I had a lot of my brothers and sisters go over and I helped take care of babies while they were over there. And so that was my role over here, taking care of babies.
Somebody's got to do it.
Yeah. It's amazing how many of those babies happen, while people are deployed. If you put the math together, there's a reason why it happens. And, you want to have a nice goodbye, and it ends up being a nice goodbye, and then all of a sudden
there's baby
repercussions. Those nice goodbyes.
Yeah,
I get it. So We're raising money. What are we raising money for?
Oh, so lots of different things. For example, just this last month, we came across a need for a veteran in the Mankato area for a bed. So we donated the $500 to, we partnered with Mankato Elks, and we got the veteran down there a brand new bed delivered to his home and everything like that. So that's just this last month. You know, I asked our treasurer for some numbers, and it kind of gave me a little bit of that shock and the goosebumps and everything when she gave me the final numbers, because I'm like, I want to know what we've donated since our inception as our organization and what we've done this last year. And so in total, we've donated $31,324.64 to veterans and their families in their time of need. So that's huge, right? Like, whoo. That gives me goosebumps. But what's even more cool is that in our last fiscal year, $18,718 of that happened. So more than half of our funds we've donated in the last year. So it shows the growth we've had and the success, which allows us to keep helping others. So unfortunately, you know, a lot of times that call comes when we lose a service member unexpectedly. We had a couple of those this last fall that hit very close to home and hurt, donated money to both of those families, as well as other families who have service members that lived a long, good life and now are no longer with us, and they're looking for a little bit of help with costs associated with that. Last year, we partnered with Every Third Saturday and Ride Day. We made a $5,000 donation to their organization to continue helping their fight for veteran homelessness and their projects that they do. We've donated to Gold Star Family Retreats in the past to get Gold Star families out on a week-long retreat with other Gold Star families for healing and restoration and all of that. We've helped with furnaces. We've helped with water heaters. I mean, it's really, the sky's the limit.
That's a lot. That's good.
Here's my, and this isn't directed at you, Rachel. Here's my, back to my first statements at the beginning of the show. I would say 90% of the people that listen to our show are veterans and first responders. And so veterans and first responders, here's your call to action, because you've already done your job, man. You laid it on the line, you signed the dotted line, you put your boots on the ground and put actions into place, and we appreciate that. This is where we need you to reach out to those close to you and bring them on to watch the show, let them listen to WP3 Radio. Listen, and again, I'm not trying to monopolize, because it is our show, but we've been bringing on, where are we at, 160?
Yeah.
160 different organizations to share what they're doing. And I have zero problems with them fundraising on our site. I have zero problems with them trying to find resources, because there's niches that we all feel, and everyone's going to feel a niche. And that's what I greatly appreciate. And that's it. This is working. What we're doing is working. I can tell you, we have saved lives. I'm hearing the missions that Rachel and her crew are involved with. They're making a difference. Hearing the stories of Greg and others. You have to. We don't want our veterans or first responders to be funding what you may be asking for someday. I get it. That's an investment, and hopefully, we have the resources to help you when you need the help. But we really need to have others see. We need that 93% to get active and to be involved and to look and say, "Hey, you know what? How tragic would it be if you picked up the phone and said, hey, my house is burning down and there's no one else on the other side of the phone to receive that phone call because they're committing suicide, because they are tired, because, there's 600 million first responder calls a year and we have less than 300,000 first responders to answer those calls. That's, this math doesn't add up. But again, we have people that just kind of coast by saying, you know what, not my problem, not my zone, not my man. I hope that it never has to hit you or knock on your door. But again, in the conversation I had with the other gentleman, well, now I want to help because my family's house got blown away. Okay, well, you know what? If we were set up in advance, we'd be able to jump in there and take care of things right away. But now we're trying to get ready so we can get ready. And we want to be ready so we don't have to get ready. Awesome. I saved a song. Saved a song. Last one. It's everyone's one of everyone's favorite Shannon song.
Make sure I'm muted because I'll sing along.
you'll be muted. It'll be good. Here's the message. You're not alone. You're going to hear it. You're not alone. If you know, and this is the perfect time, do your buddy checks. We got your 6 and 6. Reach out to your family members. Reach out to your brothers and sisters. Make sure they're in a place that you can agree with that they're in a good space. We don't need to create more signs for their ride. And that's kind of the point. I mean, the ones we've lost, we'll memorialize. Remember, to remember is not enough. And that's kind of the mission and the post here. Take care of your brothers and sisters. Everyone on this panel is here for you. You can reach out to the People's Patriot Project anytime. You can reach out to Rachel. I know she's on Facebook and their organizations out there. If you need help or know someone that needs help, reach out to them. The other piece is also all of you have a special angel in your life that could help take care of the needs of our veterans and first responders. Have the conversation. Reach out to them. Say, hey, if you have faith in our organization, if you have faith in Rachel's organization, if you have faith in any other organization across America, I would vet it a little bit and we could get into the tough conversation about where funding really goes. I can tell you where the funding for the People's Patriot Project goes. Andrea ran the numbers and she goes, well, Mark, we got 80% of our dollars going directly to veterans. I'm like, well, Andrea, you didn't include mine in your credit card, so that number's not going to be right. So, and that's okay. That is 100% okay. It does. Our platform costs money to run our podcast and to run our radio station, and that's how we reach people. And so we are with you. And anything in closing, Rachel?
No, just thank you so much for everything you've done so far and for introducing me to this song, Andrea. It first time I heard it, I cried. So
we know it has a special place for you.
Yes.
This is Shannon Book, Not Alone.
He sits on his bed with his gun in his hand. He thinks his life is over, he can't understand. A bottle of whiskey and some pills in the drawer. He doesn't wanna hurt himself or hurt anymore. Why must it be this way? Just think it all over and listen to the words I say. So many people who fight with their demons each day. Cause you are not alone. So take my hand, brother, let's beat this together today. floor, she finds a crumpled letter just behind the door. Begins to read it with tears in her eyes. A horrible feeling takes over inside. Says, honey, can I talk to you? There has to be something, something that we can do.
Fuck off!